Pope John Paul II started it in 97, I think, to commemorate this day where, well, Jesus kind of was given to the Lord. So we celebrate those who also have given their life in the service of the Lord, following Jesus Christ. But it means a couple of things: praising God for the gift of vocations, of having this particular kind of vocations of consecrated life, all sorts of religious. And praying for more of them. It's also a day of prayer for vocations and renewal. We need constant renewal, especially us religious. We need constant renewal of the charism we try to live. So these three things, I think, come together celebrating this
And when we
day.
talk about consecrated life, we mean more than just nuns and religious. We mean the whole spectrum of people who are dedicated to religious life in the church. Yes,
It's
priests,
all sorts
nuns.
of people there are. There are some who are living in religious orders or congregations or societies of apostolic life, individuals having vowed their life to a life of prayer or of service, or all sorts of different ways to live this particular charism.
And Father, you are a priest and a member of the Society of Jesus. Can you tell us about your experience of consecrated life?
It's very interesting. I didn't know Jesuit life or religious life, for that matter, before I entered. It was an experiment, an adventure, and I was drawn into it while studying and learning to become a Jesuit. I had no idea what it was, and it turned out that this is my way of following Jesus Christ. It's not a function in my way. It's not something I do to attain something particular, to be a perfect Christian or a better Christian. It's my way of following Christ. It's like your way or any other way, but this is my way. And well, today my motivation or the reasons for being a Jesuit are completely different from 20 years ago. So it's still is an adventure.
And can you speak to us a little bit more broadly of the state of consecrated life in the church? And how do you see the numbers? How do you see the lives of consecrated men and women? What do you see as the future for men and women called to consecrated life?
There probably were monks before there were bishops. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
It is a very important factor for the church, always has been. From the very beginning, when the first people started to become monks, go into the desert and pray and concentrate their lives on following Jesus Christ and praying. And this has always been the case, but the way it was done has changed. Always new ways. There were the monks, the Benedictines, the reform movements, the Cistercians. Then there were Dominicans and Franciscans and Jesuits, and only to name the bigger ones and the male ones. There are female ones. There are different lay movements who also come under that umbrella, priests, non-priests, all sorts of things. So a reaction or interaction between Holy Spirit and culture, I'd say, and history. So we try to create ways to live in community according to the vows of chastity and poverty and obedience that have something to say and to do with our actual lives today. And there are some movements, they last 100, 150 years, and others for more than 1,000 years, like the Benedictine monks. So there always have been new movements. And the same happens today. If you look around, there are a lot of new movements going around. I think the Congregation for the Laity, they grant 100 to 250 new movements in that stage a year. So a lot of new movements are coming up, and we have to see what kind of new life this brings to the church, because consecrated life has always been a life bringer to the church.
And you mentioned that one of the focuses of the Day for Consecrated Life is vocations. How can this celebration of this day promote vocations? What can we do broadly to promote vocations? And then what would you personally tell someone who is considering the consecrated life?
Well, that's difficult because it's a very individual thing. So ask God, I would say. So don't ask me, ask God. And continue asking. I've been asking for at least 25 years now. So you'll continue asking God. There's no security in it. It's not something you have, not something you attain once becoming a Benedictine or whatever. So keep asking. That's my would be my advice. It's very difficult what the church could do in terms of promoting vocations. It needs an atmosphere of respect and an atmosphere of regard for, say, prayer. A lot of people ask, why are these monks or nuns praying all day long and doing nothing, for example? Prayer is very important. As long as we keep forgetting that this is an integral part of our church life, we lack the respect for that particular way, and we shouldn't be surprised that there are no vocations or fewer vocations for that way of life. We also need respect for relationships. The head of the Vatican Dicastery for the Religious today said in an interview that because the way we treat families and relationships all over the world changes rapidly, also the life of the religious changes very rapidly. And this is true. And we are part of this world. And if we keep forgetting the value of families, of relationships, of constancy and loyalty and all this, it also affects religious life. So normal respect for human values, for relationships, and that also helps vocations in the church. There's something everybody can do.
And if you could just say a few more words, the Pope this evening will celebrate Vespers, first Vespers for the presentation of the Lord. Could you kind of expand a little bit on what you said and how consecrated life relates to the presentation of Jesus in the temple?
Well, it's something for me personally. I see Simeon and Anna recognizing the Lord in this little baby that's being brought in the middle of the tumultuous ongoings in the temple. So it's a bit recognizing Jesus Christ and his calling and his vocation to human beings in religious. So it's a matter of recognizing Jesus Christ in our world. We try to do that. We are not the only ones. Others do that as well, but it's one way of recognizing Jesus Christ in the world. So that's what we try to do and we try to be. Or we are called to be, I should rather say. And this is what connects this particular charism to this feast of today, and this is what John Paul II wanted and explicitly said so when he instituted this day of consecrated life, particularly on the 2nd of February.